Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today is National Nurses Day. Good time to thank some of the people who have done the work they never imagined they'd have to do in the worst pandemic of our lifetime.
Erin Smith is a nurse manager at Lenox Hills Inpatient Behavioral Health Unit. She appreciates strangers now who approach her on the street and say thank you for all the work she and her colleagues did to carry us through the pandemic.
It's overwhelming, honestly. I mean, we come to work. We come to work to do what we have to do, and we're not looking for thanks, but it is very much appreciated. And seeing recovered patients and seeing people that are doing well now is really all that we need. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely cried seeing patients that we didn't know if they were going to be okay, and now.
When you went into this field, did you ever imagine a time that we would go through like this in our life? I mean,
I couldn't have imagined going into this field once upon a time, and now I can't imagine doing anything else.
Smith tells me she'd like to think no one will ever say the words, just a nurse, ever again. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.